This is ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The ANMA Radio News Summary, I'm John Sharif. Good afternoon. The United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, the lead UN agency for delivery, has appointed actor and activist Ashley Judd as its goodwill ambassador. According to UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Bambatundi Osutimihin, Ashley and UNFPA will be joining forces to raise awareness of the huge work that still needs to be done across the world to stop women dying while giving life and to empower women to choose when and how often to become pregnant. In a press conference with Dr. Osutimihin announcing the appointment, Ms. Judd told journalists that it was an honor to be appointed as UNFPA's goodwill ambassador and to advocate for women's rights. She also spoke out about violence against women, saying that the family is often the seat of gender-based violence and other violations of human rights. In a press release, UNFPA commended Ms. Judd for her strong commitment to social justice and passionate advocacy of the right of every girl and boy to either to enter adulthood safely and empowered. Ms. Judd's appointment comes at the opening of the historic 60th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, the principal global intergovernmental body exclusively dedicated to the promotion of gender equality and the empowerment of women. At the same time, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said human rights are sadly under attack worldwide and the United Nations Human Rights Council must increase its impact on the ground. At an anniversary event organized by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, to mark the 10th anniversary of its creation yesterday, Mr. Ban commended the Council on making important progress towards putting the human rights pillar back at the center of the United Nations system. 10 years ago, when the UN General Assembly voted to create the Human Rights Council, Deputy Secretary General Yan Ilyasian, Assembly President at the time, described the occasion as a new beginning for the promotion and protection of human rights. Today, Mr. Ban said that over the decade, human rights mechanisms have been strengthened with such instruments as the Universal Periodic Review, which periodically examines the human rights performance of all 193 UN member states. He noted the Council's work on Burundi, Guinea, South Sudan, Sri Lanka, Syria, and many other places has helped the international community to respond to human rights emergencies and work towards accountability. The news is coming to you from ANMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The government says Niger's jailed opposition leader Hama Amadou is due to be airlifted out of the country to receive specialist medical treatment. He is due to take part in Sunday's presidential runoff, although his party says he will boycott the vote. He says being in prison has prevented him from campaigning. His doctor was arrested on Tuesday for spreading false news, having told media that Mr. Amadou had been hospitalized with a worsening condition. And finally, U.S. student Otto Wambia has been given 15 years hard labor in North Korea for crimes against the state. Wambia, 21, was arrested for trying to steal a propaganda sign from a hotel while visiting North Korea in January. He later appeared on state TV, apparently confessing and saying a church group had asked him to bring back a trophy from his trip. North Korea sometimes uses the detention of foreigners as a means of exerting pressure on its adversaries. The BBC's Stephen Evans in South Korea says the 15-year sentence is high compared to those given to foreigners in the past. He said this could be due to the particularly high tensions at the moment between North Korea and the U.S. That's the ANMA Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on ANMIL, you can log on to www.anmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/anmil2003, or twitter/anmilnews. I'm John Sharif. Good afternoon.